Wednesday. Mr. Jesse's a autocrat.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Mr. Jesse, what's autocratic?
Autocratic?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Well, autocratic. Now let's see. We started that in one of them history courses up there at the college. Well, it's about kings, autocratic rulers. You know, they beheaded folks, Leon.
Beheaded people?
Oh, yeah, Leon. Autocratic ruler's a dictator. Somebody that don't ask for no advice, he just rules.
And he beheads people?
Well, I don't guess they do that no more, Leon. Why are you interested in autocratic anyway?
Well, Sam was talking about it.
Sam? What in the world was he saying?
Sam said you was one.
Me? One what?
Autocrat.
Sam said I was autocrat?
Yeah, he did. Sam, you must have been mistaken. Autocrat beheads folks.
Well, now, Leon,
Sam, did you say I was autocrat?
Jesse, I was explaining to Leon how, efficient you was.
How efficient I was, huh?
Well, yeah. You know how you know just what to do and how to run a business and how you don't ever need my advice.
Well, sometimes decisions have to be made in a hurry.
Well, that's what Sam said.
What?
Well, now, Leon, Jesse don't want to know all that stuff.
He said you made quick decisions about him not ever getting a day off.
Oh, by the way, Sam, that's Miss Greer, you know, the one that drives the log truck. Well, she's going to be by here about closing time to leave two flats. She needs them real early in the morning.
Early in the morning?
Yeah, you'll have to work late. We have to get them done now. She needs them, and I got a church committee meeting.
Church committee meeting. You know, Mr. Jesse ain't even a deacon, neither. What's the right word for him, Sam?
I'm thinking, Leon. I'm thinking. Two of them big old flats. I'm proud we're through that, Leon.
But don't you feel full of pride about doing a good job on them, Sam?
I feel tired, Leon. Tired.
Mr. Jesse said you'd feel proud.
Well, he said the same thing before he took off 2 weeks ago to go to that groundbreaking ceremony for that new fruit stand up on the freeway there.
You wasn't invited to that, was you?
Yeah, I was invited. I sure was. But somebody had to keep the station open here. Jesse was going and you's off looking for them runaway chickens, Uncle Seedy's.
Well, that's a funny thing. I know the 30 chickens wouldn't just run away from home. We found them in this feller's deep freeze.